Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Will the Bears' losing streak continue tonight in Minnesota? Will they even be close? Can you please share a score and a storyline we will be talking about on Tuesday morning?
Friday marked the two-month anniversary since the Bears' last victory. This has been a miserable season. They are on the verge of their eighth straight loss. And I think it feels longer because the way we went into this year. And this whole season, I think, will be remembered as being one of the more disappointing in recent memory because of the way we went into the season. There was so much excitement. Caleb Williams, Hard Knocks, the defense, all the stuff. Seven in a row. As we know and have lived through, seven games in a row, to lose that many, you have to almost be good at losing. And the Bears have become good at losing. Tonight won't even be close. This is the latest bad matchup on a schedule that's killer in the second half. This team is spiraling out of control. The weakest link of this group just got weaker without Braxton Jones tonight. They're in a hostile environment. It's going to be loud, crazy loud. They're not going to be able to run the football. I doubt they're going to be able to throw it. Caleb Williams is staring at five more sacks. So, Vikings 31, Bears 19.
Vikings 30, Bears 10. Storyline, Bears miss Matt Eberflus, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think that that's probably accurate. I think that the Bears are going to struggle to run the football because it's hard to run the ball against these guys. It's hard to run the ball against them last time. They got a furious comeback from Caleb Williams in that game, and they got to overtime and they lost. And I think that they're not getting overtime this time. I think it's closer to like 34 to 14. I want to say 17, but I don't think I can even go 17.
That's three scores.
Yeah, I don't think
they're going to score three times.
I think they'll score twice.
I am curious at what will be the theme for Joe Buck and Troy Aikman once the Bears make it clear that this is not going to be competitive.
The theme will be that the Vikings are in the same breath. They're underrated. They should be considered as good as Detroit, and they're sharing the record with them and all of that.
And Kevin O'Connell's the biggest reason
Kevin
why.
Kevin O'Connell's great, and hey, don't forget about... The the great job Brian Flores is doing, and look how his defense is playing. And the
thank you, Troy.
The Bears,
do you think that
can't
means
match up?
Brian Flores will be a head coaching candidate in places like Chicago?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a candidate here, but I don't think they're going to. I think they'll wind up. I don't want to say it. I don't want to get into that.
But will they get into that tonight, do you think? The Bears coaching search?
Yeah.
Because there's very little else to talk about when it comes to the Bears.
Yeah. I think the Bears are undermanned in their coaching staff. I do. I don't think they're very good right now. And I think, you know, we've never seen a coach fired in season, so we haven't been kind of strengthened enough to handle this. This is going to be awful. I don't think there's much hope here at all. At all, at all, at all. And I think there's going to be a blowout game. And I think the Bears are, I don't know, how bad was that Seattle quarterback injury? Is Geno
Smith?
Is he down for good?
I think he's probably iffy for the 26th.
Okay. Well, then maybe got a chance to win.
They got a chance to win that game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because it's here, because they're hurt. They got to get back.
Yeah, that's a big game for them as well. But I do believe that the Bears might have a shot to win that game. I don't think they have a shot to win tonight.
I don't feel like they got a shot tonight. I really don't. I don't care how well they played at the end of that game. All right, that is the pick six, 312-644-6767. I would love to hear from a Bear fan who believes the Bears are winning today.
I would too, because you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Game Day presented by your local Ford dealers and idotitsnotagameillinois.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 in the score.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.